Lesson 21. David and Goliath. The Lord saveth not with sword and spear. Aim. To show that might and strength cannot defeat God. Goliath defies Israel. The Philistines had marched into the land of Israel. King Saul and his men came out to fight against them. The Philistines stood on a mountain on one side, and the army of Israel stood on a mountain on the other side. A valley was between them. In the camp of the Philistines was a giant man called Goliath. He was nearly twice as tall as anyone in Israel. He was dressed in very heavy armor made of brass, and he carried a huge spear. A soldier went in front of him with a large shield to protect him. He came out and called to the Israelites to find a man to fight him. "Choose you a man for you, and let him come down to me," Goliath shouted. "If he be able to fight with me and to kill me, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall ye be our servants and serve us." When Saul and all Israel heard him, they were very frightened, for he was very big. They thought they could never win against a giant like that. Every morning and evening, for 40 days, he came near the camp of Israel, shouting out for a man to come and fight with him. David hears Goliath. Jesse's 3 eldest sons were in the army of Saul. David, the youngest son, was minding the sheep. One day, Jesse told David to go to his brothers and see how they were. He took some loaves of bread for them and some cheese for their captain. He got up early in the morning and went to the army. The battle was ready. The Philistines and the Israelites were facing each other, army against army. David found his brothers and was speaking with them when Goliath came and shouted the same challenge again. David asked those around him, "Who is this Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" The people then told him that if any man was able to kill the Philistine, the king would give great riches to that man and would give him his daughter in marriage. When Saul heard what David had said, he sent for him. David told him not to fear, for he would fight Goliath. Saul thought that he was much too young, but David told him that he was a shepherd and had killed a lion and a bear while minding the sheep. The God who had saved him from the lion and the bear would also be able to save him from the Philistine. Then Saul said to David, "Go, and the Lord be with you." Saul put his own armor on David, but David found it heavy and awkward, for he was not used to it. So he took it off. Instead, he took his own staff and chose 5 smooth stones out of the brook to put in his bag. Taking his sling in his other hand, he went to meet Goliath. David kills Goliath. When Goliath saw David coming towards him, he laughed and said to him, "Am I a dog? Why else would David be coming to fight with sticks?" And he cursed David by his gods. David answered him, "Thou camest to me with a sword, and with a spear and a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee." David would cut off his head and give Goliath's body and the bodies of the Philistine to the birds and the animals. All the earth would know that there was a God in Israel, and everyone present would know that God does not save with sword and spear. For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. Goliath came towards David, but David was not frightened. His trust was in God. He ran to meet him. He put his hand in his bag and took a stone. He put it in his sling and slung that stone straight into Goliath's forehead. Goliath fell on his face to the ground. Then David ran to that wicked Philistine, took the giant's own sword, and cut off his head. When the Philistines saw that Goliath, their champion, was dead, they ran for their lives. The army of Israel shouted and chased them and killed many. David is brought back to Saul. After the battle, Saul wanted to know more about the young man David. David came before the king with Goliath's head in his hand. "Whose son art thou, young man?" Saul said. David answered, "I am the son of thy servant Jesse the Bethlehemite." From that day, Saul kept David with him, and David became a close friend of Saul's son Jonathan. Lesson for us. David was only young, but he knew and trusted God so much that he showed more faith and courage than older people in Israel. This was why God helped him. God will look after us whenever we need his help, if we try to please him as David always did. He is our Father in heaven, and he loves us, just as David loved his sheep and took great care of them. Remember these points. 1. When David heard Goliath shouting, he knew that the giant man was defying the God of Israel. 2. David told Saul that God would help him to destroy the Philistine. 3. David told Goliath that he would fight him in the name of God. 4. A great victory was won when David slew the giant.